Welcome back to our post-game show. We'll get to our first star in Superior National Bank Superior Player of the Game in just a moment. Coach Pearson, though, joins us here in the press box at Verizon Wireless Center. 1-1 final here tonight in overtime. The Mavericks and the Huskies tying, and Huskies come up just 1 point short of a home ice spot, Coach. But what a great game tonight, especially compared to last night's contest.
Well, no question. I mean, a couple of things we talked about with our team is the compete level. We had to compete, I thought, harder, a lot harder than we did last night, and our team did tonight. I was really proud of our team, and, you know, especially coming into a place. We did it, I believe, last year at St. Cloud. They were trying to clinch a championship, and we beat them 5-1, and then coming in tonight and, you know, stealing that point from Mankato that, shouldn't say stealing, that's not the right term, but earning a hard-fought point against a very good hockey team. And the other thing was skating. We needed to skate, and I thought we showed our speed and skated much, much better and put some pressure on their team tonight. So disappointed in the fact that we did not get the 2 points. But I couldn't be prouder of how our team played in a tough environment when there was a lot on the line for both teams.
Was there a little different mentality in that overtime, Coach, knowing that we needed a goal to get the home ice?
Well, you know, we talked about pulling the goalie, Dirk. You know, we talked about, you know, just foregoing the tie and possibly going for the win in overtime, knowing that Bowling Green had won. Now, the flip side of that is if we gave up an empty net goal, and somehow Anchorage wins tonight, you know, we would have been going to Fairbanks. So I just think with the travel and everything else, I mean, we talked about it early in the day, and we talked about it again, that we just, you know, just try to get that point, because at least it assured us of staying a little bit closer to home. However, it's very tempting to pull the goaltender when, you know, just sort of a fate thing and just hoping. So anyway, I thought we did the right things. The guys worked hard, and it would have been tough to walk out of here with a loss.
Great game tonight. Tanner Carroll had so many opportunities. I know he's going to have a tough time sleeping tonight.
Well, when you look at the overtime and the chances he had, I mean, and he played a whale of a game tonight. I thought Tanner was, you know, using that speed and skating like we had talked about, and he just did not have any luck around that net. I mean, he had some glorious chances to send us home winners, and you know, some nights they just don't go in for you, and other nights they do. But the one thing I do like is overall our defensive play for the most part here, our goals against, and that's what you need in playoff hockey. And, you know, even though we gave up three last night, it's really a, you know, one-goal game, and to give up one against a really good hockey team is, you know, is good. So we got to find a way to score some goals and generate some more goals.
I thought we did a great job, maybe the best all season, of blocking shots tonight, Coach.
Well, we did. And, you know, it was a key in the game where we had to kill that five-minute penalty, and then shortly thereafter we had another two-minute penalty right after they scored. And so we were shorthanded, you know, basically 5 minutes of the third period, and that can put you on your heels. And, of course, they scored the one goal. But I thought we picked it up and played hard and played well. So and then we lost Brad Stebner, obviously, on that hit. And so we had five defensemen, and we only played five last night. And those guys really put in a gutsy performance because they were tired. And but overall, you know, I thought our team played well. And it's encouraging to our team to come into a building like this and play a team like this. You know, I think we hadn't lost in 7, 8, 9 games, whatever it is, and compete with them. I mean, you have to have, you got some confidence out of that tonight.
C.J. Eich, another guy that I noticed after he made that fantastic play on our goal, you were throwing him out there as often as you could to get him ice time because he was making so many great plays with his speed.
Well, he was, and he made a great play to Tanner, that one that could have sealed the game for us. You know, he drove wide and cut behind the net and threw it out right to Tanner, and their goaltender played well. He might have been the number one star of the game, and I liked our goaltender too, though.
Copley played great. I thought it was a great goaltending duel this weekend between these two very good netminders.
Well, it was. It was a good hockey game. You know, even though the score was, you know, only 1-1, there's still a lot of excitement in the game, and I thought overall an entertaining game. And you know, we'll get on that bus and head home and get ready for playoff hockey.
All right, Coach. Thanks for your time. It's I know it was so much buildup. We wanted that home ice, but still a great way to end the season on a positive note. The way the guys played tonight.
Well, and I just want to thank all our fans, and you know, apologize that we just couldn't get it done this year, but it's coming. It's coming. It just wasn't our time this year. It wasn't the right time, right year. But it's coming soon. And I'll look forward to that day when we do host that first round of the playoffs, and it'll be exciting. And there's some current guys on this team that will be hosting the first round of the playoffs.
Sounds good, Coach. Safe travels back home, and we'll see you Monday during your show.
Okay. Thanks very much, Dirk.
Coach Mel Pearson here on Mix 93, brought to you by Aspirus Keweenaw, 1-1 the final.